Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we live in a world where a variety of difficult or confusing things can happen that can affect our faith. This is especially apparent among the millennial generation as they leave home and are trying to navigate their values and beliefs on their own. During these times, it can be normal to experience doubts and question if the faith you grew up with is helping your life today. LDS Living recently published an article by author Patrick Q. Mason entitled "Surviving a Faith Crisis: How Church Members Can Help." So one of the first points that the article makes is that while the gospel is pure and true, so much of the church is clearly human, meaning that while the Lord directs his organization as a way to help us live the gospel, he does in fact rely upon imperfect mortals to interpret and carry out his will. So we aren't living in a perfect Zion-like society yet, but we can get there with everyone's help. Here are a few suggestions that Mason makes to help you cope through a crisis of faith. The first one is to simplify. It's really easy to get overwhelmed with all of the programs of the church that our spiritual lives can seem like a to-do list, right? Remember that purity and plainness of the gospel is the most important thing. So if we simply focus on one scripture or one principle at a time to improve upon, our journey to salvation can seem much more attainable. Creatively work it out. If there's something the church has done or something within the church that bothers us, we can work it out the best we can. We have to be creative and proactive, anxiously engaged. One of the best ways to do that is to pray for revelation and confirmation of your beliefs. To start where you are. What do you know for sure? What do you want to know for sure? There are undoubtedly quirks and problems in every ward and every stake, but you have to move forward in faith in the gospel and decide how to respond to doubts and testimony, trying experiences in a Christ-like way. Don't second-guess the spiritual experiences you've had in the past or forsake the spiritual ground you've already won. Start with a foundation of what you already know and go from there. In his 2015 General Conference talk, "It Works Wonderfully," President Uchtdorf said, "When it comes to spiritual truth, how can we know that we are on the right path? One way is by asking the right questions, the kind that help us ponder our progress and evaluate how things are working for us. Questions like, does my life have meaning? Do I believe in God? Do I believe that God knows and loves me? Do I believe that God hears and answers my prayers? Am I truly happy? Are my efforts leading me to the highest spiritual goals and values in life? Is my experience in the church working for me? Is it bringing me closer to Christ? Is it a blessing? Is it blessing me and my family with peace and joy as promised in the gospel?" He goes on to say that profound questions regarding the purpose of life have led many individuals and families throughout the world to search for truth. Often that search has led them to The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and to the restored gospel. Now, if you feel that you are struggling in your faith, remember that it is okay to have questions and doubts for a time. So make an appointment to speak with your bishop openly and honestly to discuss these concerns, while also committing yourself to a plan to read the scriptures, to study, to pray on your own for answers. For more information on how to strengthen your faith, you can search for information and media content on a variety of topics on MormonChannel.org to help inspire you in your journey. The quote of the day also comes from President Uchtdorf, and he said, "Doubt your doubts before you doubt your faith." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.